Proclamation number 8270 of 12th of September, 1962. Recognizing real revelations. You humans do not yet live your earthly life free of error, and this is the reason why I speak to you myself, who alone can enlighten you as to what you humans should accept as truth and what you must reject as error if your soul is to gain an advantage in order to one day be able to enter the spiritual kingdom where the light will shine towards you. And I also speak to you clearly and unequivocally, for I take into account the lightless state as well as the individual soul's maturity, that my address shall be understandable to all of them. But the truth will always be offered to you in purest form. After all, it is my endeavor to find access to your hearts myself so that you will grant me entrance of your own free will and recognize me as the one who wants to bring you salvation. And if you therefore hear me, be it directly or through my messengers, it will become light in you, that is, knowledge will be made accessible to you which you did not possess before. It will be as if a good teacher instructs you, whom you now follow attentively, and you gain spiritual benefit from every speech. You will therefore feel that you have been taught by me myself, your God and Father, and are introduced to this knowledge. And through this address you are in direct contact with me. And this inner bond with me is necessary for the understanding of what is imparted to you. But you must not forget that this exchange will only ever be of a spiritual nature, that you will be spiritually instructed, that I convey the truth to you about purely spiritual things. And you should always remember this. For when your God and Father reveals himself through the Word, his goal is only ever the spiritual development of the soul, and you humans should only ever want to receive for your soul, you should only ever desire to hear me in order to help your soul to recover, which is still sick and weak as long as it lives on earth as a human being and therefore needs my help for its perfection. And you can be certain that everything will be done by me to strengthen the soul for its ascent upwards. The fact that I therefore address you humans directly cannot be doubted. But you yourselves must decide what you want to accept as a direct address from your Father. You must make this decision yourselves. After all, my spirit is always willing to instruct you if you ask for it. And my spirit does not contradict itself. He will always give you the same answer that you must pay attention whether and to what extent you receive light, because only bright light can radiate from me. And anyone who receives this light, who allows himself to be permeated by it, will no longer allow himself to be deceived by error, even though he is offered it under the mask of light. He will inwardly resist it, no matter how good the disguise is. I approve of everything that teaches love and practices love, and thus I will also bless every preacher who proclaims the gospel of love to people, and depending on his own willingness to love, my spirit will also be active in him so that he will then speak in my spirit and spread blessings. Yet I will not use such a preacher as a form through which I make myself known. Instead, he will speak as the human being he is, and only the contempt will betray my spirit, but not that another voice speaks through him which will then be passed off as my voice. If, on the other hand, a direct revelation on my part is conveyed to earth, then it happens in such a way that my spirit addresses the spiritual spark in the human being and the latter then writes down what is conveyed to him by the spirit within himself. Because such revelations shall always be conveyed to humanity, just as they have come to the human being from within. You should only ever make an effort to want to judge rightly and justly, and then you will also have the right feeling for truth and error. You will not accept everything lightly, but neither will you reject what has come forth from me directly and is conveyed to you. for my adversary also intervenes and disguises himself well when it is necessary to cause confusion even amongst my own. He, too, will try to work in the same way and make use of those who are not yet entirely in the light and are not untouchable against his attacks. Amen.